plane obviously went in on one side and came out the other.
We can't let our guard down. We let our guard down once, and look what happened.
Shawnee Alderman Kevin Barco has worn many hats through his working career. One important one that he wore in 2001 was at Marion Body Works, and that remains in his memories every year in September.
Pictures are frightening indeed. These are just minutes between each other.
It was 20 years ago when Barco got the chance to meet some people that shared some unbelievable stories, and those meetings helped connect him directly to what was going on in New York after that September morning.
We knew at that point it was not accidental. There was someone or something involved.
Marion Body Works was busy with some manufacturing work that ended up providing fire trucks for departments throughout the country. Trucks that were used by the New York Fire Department were manufactured in neighboring Clintonville, but the city of Marion was also important in the process.
We were converging on the scene as eyewitnesses were gathering on the street corners. A second plane drove in too, and you can see that plane coming around the building.
Barco remembers shortly after the planes hit the World Trade Center, firefighters were in need, and he said they were just finishing up a truck for a fire department in North Carolina, and they were scheduled to come in that day to check it out.
Their flight, obviously, like all the other flights, was grounded. Nobody was allowed to take off. Nobody was allowed into United States airspace. They ended up having to drive a car from North Carolina up to Marion. They did their inspection of their fire truck, and they wanted to get it done fast because the first thing that they wanted to do, they all wanted to go to New York City, and they wanted to have their truck and their personnel and their equipment being used in what was going on.
Barco said to see emergency personnel so focused on getting out to New York with a brand new fire truck that they've never even used for their own needs yet was eye-opening.
When a building's on fire, your instinct as a person, as a human being, is to run out. A firefighter's instinct is to run in.
He also got the chance to attend a firefighters conference months later and heard some of the stories from people who were right at ground zero. He says one story is still etched into his memory.
There was a homeless man that they dealt with on a daily basis. He said, I can't make the thumping stop. And the more they talked to him, the more they tried to get information out of him, they found out what he was talking about was the bodies of the people that were jumping out of the towers because it was so terrible up there. Their best option was to fall to their death. And the pounding noise and the thumping noise, I'm getting a little emotional talking about it right now, but the thumping noise was the bodies of people hitting the ground from the towers.
Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America.
For Barco, every September 11th, he continues to think about the lessons learned.
We need to quit taking things for granted. We need to be more cautious of what's going on around us and as a country.
With that, he says he's honored to have gotten the chance to work with people that we can consider heroes. For TCH Daily News, I'm Brad Williams.